Miss South Africa, I've been to hell and back over calls to boycott Israel. By Deborah Brand on December 12, 2021. Miss South Africa Lalielam Swain said if she had listened to the anti-Israel haters and her own government and not come to Israel for the Miss Universe pageant, she would have regretted it for the rest of her life, even though she's been to hell and back, the Jerusalem Post reported. If I had not come to Israel to compete in the Miss Universe pageant, I think I would have regretted it for the rest of my life, Swain told the paper. The pageant takes place on December 12 in the southern Israeli city of Eilat. My soul would not have been at peace if I had skipped it, said Swain. The 24-year-old, who is a qualified lawyer, said she views her participation in the pageant as a chance to contribute to a process of dialogue and peace. The South African government has called on its national beauty pageant winner to boycott this year's Miss Universe contest due to its location in Israel, citing atrocities against Palestinians and apartheid regime. South African arts minister issued a veiled threat, saying Swain's participation in this year's contest could prove disastrous to her future and public standing as a young, black woman. Swain, who is a qualified lawyer as well as a dancer and model, said that despite the bullying and harassment by anti-Israel BDS activists, she remains optimistic. Certain people have put me through hell and back. It has not been the easiest thing to deal with, she admitted. But I choose to be optimistic. A devout Catholic, she added that her faith helped her. The way everything unfolded reminded me of his greatness and why I'm here. The South African beauty queen gushed about meeting Israelis. I always thought South Africa has the friendliest people on earth, but it might be rivaled by Israel. My primary goal is to win. I'm a firm believer. I give it all to God.